AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Under the sound of this voice, we'll shout aloud, Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, my assignment is to bring to our notice one of the unconventional ways God does his things. Yesterday, I was in a discuss with Michaela and a few friends, and I remember making a statement that we've got to come to a place where we appreciate the sovereignty of God. There is a place where God expresses sovereignty, and he doesn't owe anybody explanation. He is God, and he chooses to do what he wants to do. And my message this morning, in a way, expresses God in that light. And the purpose of this message is to open our eyes so that we do not miss the move of God in our lives. It is to bring us knowledge so that we can strategically position ourselves and not miss the blessing of God, either as a result of a religious mindset or as a result of being aligned to just a certain way of experiencing God. The title of my message this morning is God Also Uses the Unusual. God also uses the unusual. Or if you want, God uses the unusual also. God uses the unusual also. Come with me to 1 Kings chapter 17. We'll read from verse 2 downwards. 1 Kings chapter 17. You know, in our minds, sometimes we are tempted to think that there is a way God behaves. And if it's outside that, then we have to start wondering whether it is God or it's not God. And before I read the passage, I remember walking into a Forex bureau some time back to go and change some money. In fact, what I was going to change wasn't enough for what I wanted to do with the money. And the person who was there, who was operating the Forex bureau, was an Al-Haji. Okay? Yes. Not just a Muslim, but an Al-Haji. Yes. So I walked in, greeted, and then I told him, okay, I want to change so and so amount. How much is it? And then he did the calculation. I gave the money to him. And after he had changed it for me and I thanked and I just turned, he said, please come. He said, you are a pastor. I said, yes. How did you know? He said, I know. So please wait. And then he went, he bent down, pulled a drawer, and then counted an amount of money. I've forgotten, but it's quite a substantial amount. And he says that, please, take. I want you to pray for me. He said, you carry something you may not know, but there's something on you. There's something about you. And I'm sowing. These were his words, I remember. He said, I am sowing a seed into that. An al-hajj. And he gave me that money. I was struck with surprise. This is so unusual. I mean, if a Christian does that, it's normal. But this is an al-hajj. The Lord opened his eyes. And there's a reason for which I made us do what we did early on during the prayer time. See, it's life is energy. He saw the aura I carry and brought into that workplace and decided to sow into it that I pray for his business. An al-hajj. Unusual, right? But will you say that's not the work of God? Will you say that's not an act of God? It is. Yes. So come with me to 1 Kings chapter 17. We'll read from verse 2. I believe that God is going to do something in that light, in somebody's life under the sound of my voice. God is going to bring you a blessing, but it will be through an unusual route. God is going to open a certain door, but it's through a very unusual way. God is going to bring you a certain blessing, but it's through the unexpected. 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to him, talking about the prophet Elijah, saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded ravens. If the Bible you have is yours, underline or highlight ravens. Ravens. I have commanded ravens to feed you there. Not doves, not eagles, not sparrows, ravens. I have commanded ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. This is talking about Elijah. The next verse has to do, or the next portion of the chapter has to do with Elijah and the widow. We'll not go into that. That's another message for another time. But this is the prophet of God. This is the servant of the Lord. And he had made a decree that there should be no rain. And God said, okay, Elijah, go to this specific place. Go by the brook. Okay, stay there for a while. And I'm going to supply you food. But I'm going to supply you food through ravens. If there were any agents of provision for God to use to feed his servant, the raven is the last to consider on the list. Why? The raven does not represent cleanliness. The raven does not represent cleanliness. A raven is symbolic of demons when it comes to demonology. Under normal circumstances, the raving should not be the agent of supply for the servant of the Lord. There were many better options by men's standard. If God was looking for strength, he could have used the eagle. If God was looking for wisdom, he could have used the ant. He said, go to the ant and go and learn wisdom from the ant. If God was looking for royalty or speed, he could have used a horse or something. I'm just thinking as a man, as a human being. But he chose a raven. A bird who's not that popular. God sometimes chooses very unusual vessels to fulfill his agenda. And as a spiritual being, you must be very open to such moves of God. Yes. Yes. A Samaritan had nothing doing with a Jew who is under attack. But see, it was a Samaritan who was used to restore a Jew who had been afflicted. A Samaritan. A Samaritan. Jesus had no business communicating with a Samaritan woman who has such a record, even among her own people, and place on her that evangelistic mandate to propagate news about the Messiah. But see the move of God. Very unusual. Very unusual. A king like David, if there is any of his sons to rule after him, please don't tell me he's the child of Bathsheba. Bathsheba? No. No. The controversy around her is too much. But God uses the unusual also. So he says, I'll bypass Adonijah. I'll bypass all of them. And I'll pick Solomon. Solomon will sit on the throne after you. Really? Solomon? Yes, Solomon. God uses the unusual. God uses the unusual. God uses the unusual also to enforce his will. So don't be quick to write people off. Don't be quick to write certain situations off. Don't be quick to write certain things off. Yeah. Everyone and everything that exists in creation can be used to further the purpose of God. Yeah. There are certain situations you find yourself in that you will not classify as blessings, but it is out of those situations that blessings will flow to you. So be discerning and open up to the move of God, no matter the medium he chooses to express himself as God in your life. God uses the unusual also. I don't know why God will place this word on my heart at this time. And I know that it's not a message for everybody. But if you are the one the Lord sent me to, please, I pray that the Lord will give you a discerning heart. I pray that you will not miss your prophetic timing just because God chose to move in the unconventional way. The Bible says concerning Samson that he went and saw a woman among the heathen. And then he went to his parents and said, I like her, marry her for me. Abey, Samson. The father said, are there no women among your brethren here? Are there no women, you know, in this place? I'm not hot on. She says, the Bible says that Samson insisted that they marry her for him. But then if you continue to read the account, the Bible says that as they were going, they met, Samson met a lion. But somebody will say, oh, that's a bad omen. However, in that same passage, you can read it.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The Bible is in the book of Judges. In that same account, the Bible says that for it was of the Lord, and that the Lord sought a moment to defeat the enemy. So he used this unconventional way. Sometimes, what we say is not of God in our lives is actually God at work in our lives. Sometimes, the experiences we have and we want to rule out, we wish we could erase them from our lives and say, I wish this wasn't part of my story. It's actually God working out a message through you to your generation. Oh, yes. Pastor, are you trying to say that it's the will of God that I gave birth out of wedlock? Mankashi, I am saying that sometimes what you call unconventional, what you say is not of God, could be an instrument in the hand of God. I came to draw our attention to this truth this morning, that God uses the unusual also. Think about it.
For your eye care challenges, look no further. Amasha Partners Limited and Eye Care has it all. Your eyes deserve the best care and quality designer eyeglasses. Amasha Partners and Eye Care undertake the following services.